हरिः ॐ सहनववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे चार So, Songs of the Acharyas, Partana, Song 9, page 2, yes, 29. So, Song 9 is Swabhishta Lalasa, intense hankering, right? So, now we've had after the Danyavodika, where he's pointing out how his various faults and all that, and how he's been absorbed in the how you say, just in the material condition, and how how you say, going after the lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, madness, and how he's distracted by all these things of material life and his pride and everything like that. And so now has that now he's come to the point that he's surrendered to Krishna, and by surrendering to Krishna, then all Maya goes away. And so then in this position, then this is the only actual proper position, because the material consciousness goes away if we surrender to Krishna. Hari 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 Hena Hena Dina Haibe Amar Duhu Anga Parashiva, Duhu Anga Nirakiba, Sevana Kariba, Doha Kara. O Lord Hari, when will that day be mine when I can behold Sri Radhika beside you? And I will touch your lotus feet and serve you both together. Lalita, so because the aspect of Vasudev means Krishna is not expanding his internal potency. It means internal potency is always there, of course, but not manifest for interacting within pastime. So as Vasudev, then that's how, like, he sits in the heart. He controls the creation, maintenance, destruction. That's all done as Vasudev. That's why you see Mahavishnu is alone, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. All these they have that position where you don't see the whole entourage. But we do know that Lakshmi is there with the Lord, massaging his feet. We see that when Krishna and Balaram go to visit Mahavishnu, he has a palace and all his attendants and everything. So the person the as personality of Godhead, he's there and he does all that, but in controlling, he only sees this. So the tendency is that we turn to Krishna and, oh Krishna, save me, oh Krishna, pick me up, oh Krishna, forgive me, Krishna, like this. So he's making the point, when will that day, well, I will behold you with Srimati Radharani. Right? So I'll see you as Bhagavan, and how, not just as God, the one who picks us up or the one who delivers and this, which is all, wonderful qualities of Krishna. But then even more wonderful is then when his internal potency is expanded. Yeah, and serve you both together. Right? Lalita Vishaka Sange, Sevana Paribarange, Mala Ganti Diva Nana Hule, Kanaka Samputa Kari, Karpura Tambula Bari, Yogaiba Adhara Jugale. When will that day come when I can happily serve you both, along with Lalita and Bishakha, making garlands for you and offering you tambula, camphor, and betel nuts in a golden box? Yeah, so we're serving, but we're serving with the associates. So it's not just when it would just be me and you. It's when we'll be serving you with Rishimati Radharani along with Lalita and Shaka. Right? And so then you'll just see, you know, it naturally expands. Radha Krishna Sri Charana, Se Mora Pranadhana, Se Mora Jivana Upai. Jaya Patita Pavana, Deha More Edhana, Tuya Vine Anya Nahi Pai. The lotus feet of Radha and Krishna are my only treasure and the ultimate goal of my life. O deliverer of the fallen souls, please give me the wealth of these lotus feet because I have no one except you. Right? So as we come up, it doesn't mean that that mood of that surrender and all that, that changes. You know, it's not that we just hang out, hey, Krishna, and all that kind of stuff. Its point is that that's still that surrender and everything, that is the life of the soul. But at the same time, as one takes one's position in part, like you see, is that how he's mentioning, when will I be able to do these kind of services? He's not saying, I'll do this, I'll do that. Like you see, this, how did you say that? And then I'll do this service, and then I'll do that service. No, they say, when will I be able to do this service? When will I be able to do that service? And why? Well, how do you know about this? Because the other acharyas, they're doing these services. So I think, when will I be able to assist them in these services? Right, so there's no one other than Krishna. So that's the point. It becomes exclusive. You know, it's Krishna and Radha and also this and that and oh, so many wonderful things. And oh, I'm so busy. I have so many things to do to keep me busy. I'm such a, you know, yeah. So, no, it's just exclusively about Krishna. And then base centered around that, then you're busy the whole day. But it has to be Krishna's the center. Not that I have so many techniques I'm using, so many things to think about and all that. That's nice, the one's busy. But when that becomes focused and when that becomes exclusive, then that's when it becomes, you know, very dynamic. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adhama Janara Bhantu Lokanatha Lokera Jivan Haha Prabhu Karadaya Deha More Padachaya Narottama Laila Sharan. O spiritual master, Lokanath Goswami, O ocean of mercy, friend of the fallen and the life of all people, please be merciful and give me the shade of your lotus feet. I, Narottam Das, take shelter of you. So this point, because we have this also in the Guru Bandana, the same points being made. So that's always there. They're always serving, and they're always servant of the servant of the servant. So they're always, we're serving our spiritual master, serving the previous acharyas headed by Srila Rupa Goswami. So we're always, this is always what we're doing. And that's always under the care, you know, under the care of Lalita and in the association of Bishop. And so then that way, then we're always busy. Right? So it's not that, oh, but he's already used that. Why is he using it again? Because this is exactly what you want to say. When you're dealing with poetry, then poetry always sounds good. It doesn't matter. It's, Song 10. Hari Hari Kabe Mora Hoybe Sudhine. So these are all within the context of the Swabhishta Lavasa, intense hankering. Hari Hari Kabe Mora Hoybe Sudhine. Keli Kautuka Rangay Kariba Sevane. O Lord Hari, when will that auspicious day come when I serve you as you enjoy confidential pastimes? Lalita Vishaka Sane Jate Ka Shakira Gane Mandali Kariba Doha Mele Rai Kanu Kare Dare Nitya Kare Firi Firi. When will I, along with Lalita and Vishaka and their friends, form a circle around Radha and Krishna as they hold hands and dance in the middle? Niraki Gonabha Kutuhali Alasa Vishrama Ghare Govardhana Giri Bhare Rai Kanu Kare Beshayane Narottamadasa Akaya Ejena Mora Haya Angshana Charana Sevane. As I eagerly gaze upon them,
As I eagerly.
Yeah, you would think that it goes to the last one. When will I, along with Lalita, Vishaka, and their friends form a circle around Radha and Krishna as they hold hands and dance in the middle? As I eagerly gaze upon them, my voice will become choked up with happiness. After a while, being tired, Radha and Krishna will lie down in a cool resting place on Govardhan Hill. Narottam Das prays to always serve the lotus feet. Song 11, Govardhana, Girivara, Kevala, Nirjana, Stala. Govardhana, Girivara, Kevala, Nirjana, Stala, Rai Kanu, Koribe, Shayane. Ladita, Vishaka, Sange, Sevana, Kariba, Range. As Radha and Krishna relax in a solitary place on Govardhan Hill, I will accompany Lalita and Vishaka there to serve their beautiful lotus feet, which offer benediction of divine bliss. Sukamaya Ratula Charane, Kanaka Samputa Kari Karpura Tambula Pari, Yogaipa Bandana Kamale, Manimaya Kinkini Ratna. Nupura Ani. When will I be able to take camphor and betel nuts from a golden box and offer it to the lotus mouse? When will I be able to place jeweled ankle belts on their lotus feet? Paraiba Charana Jubale. Yeah, it seems that in these things, somehow or another, one line has been moved.
One line is actually that in the first four lines, it is only coming three lines. Sukamaya Ratula Charane goes to the first verse.
Yeah, yes. There's also in the last one, is that they need to move up somehow or another. It's kind of like that. But it happens. Okay. Kanaka Katora Puri Shuganti Chandana Bhari Doha Kara Shri Anga Dalipa Guru Rupa Shaki Bhame Tri Banga Bangima Kame Chamarera Bhatasa Kariba. One auspicious day, I will apply sandalwood paste in a golden bowl and apply it on their limbs. With my guru, who is a shaki, on my left side, I will take the chamara and fan the threefold bending form of my lord. Dohara Kamala Anki Kulaka Haiya Deki Duhu Pada Pada Shiva Kare Chaitanya Dasera Dasa Mane Mantra Avilasa Narottama Dase Sadaspure. Okay. Yeah, I will gaze longingly at the lotus eyes and become overwhelmed with shivering due to ecstasy. And I will reach out to touch the lotus feet. Narottam Das, who is a servant of Lord Chaitanya's servants, has no other desire than this. Song 12. Hari Hari Ara Ki Emana Dasa Hava. Hava. Hari Hari Ara Ki Emana Dasa Hava. Kabe Brishabanu Pure. Ahira Gopera Ghare Tanya Haya Jana Jana Mipa. O Lord Hari, will this ever happen to me that in the village of King Vrishabhanu, I will take birth as a gopi in the house of Ahira Gopal? Javate Amara Kabe, E Pani Grahana Habe, Vasati Kariba Kabe Tai. Shakira Parama Shrishta Jay Tahara Hoya Prishta Sevana Karipa Tara Pai. Living in Yava, I will serve the lotus feet of the intimate friend of Radha. Being merciful to me, she will engage me in serving Radha and Krishna. Right? So then we see is here is that they're taking birth in the you know village of they say in Vrishabhanu's village, like that. And then after that, they'll be serving Radha and Yava because Yava's married into Radharani's married to her husbands from Yava. And so then we see is that they're from Vrishabhanu's village, but then they're marrying within the group of within the Yava. And so then here, serving the lotus feet, an intimate friend of Radha. So in other words, we're serving, as you mentioned before, we're servant of the servants of Lord, I mean, we're servant of Lord Chaitanya's servant. So we're servant of the servant who's serving. So then in this way, then we have that the aspect is that they're going to be serving an intimate friend. It's not so much about you doing direct service. It's about being able to serve under the servants. And that may put one right there front and center because he says, he wants to reach out and touch the lotus feet. That means he's close enough. If you're fanning, you must be close enough that the fan will have some effect. Otherwise, you'd be giving a different service. Like that. Teha Kripa Bhan Haya Ratula Charan Laya Amare Kariba Samarpana Safala Haibe Dasa Puribhe Manera Asa Sevi Duhara Jugala Charana. By attaining the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, my life will be successful and all my desires will be fulfilled. Right? Because that's where all desires come up to. That's the meaning of prayojana. It means that's where one wants to be. One doesn't have any other. There is no other interest because within that one interest, everything's included. All the activities, all the association, all whatever is there, all the different flavors and tastes and everything, it's all within serving the servants of Lord Chaitanya, serving Radha and Krishna. Vrindavane Dvijane Jana Chatur Dike Shakigana Sevana Kariba Avasheshe Shakigana Chari Bhite Nana Jatra Laya Hake Dekibha Manera Abhilashe. When will I be able to serve the divine couples surrounded by the Shakis? I will watch to my heart's content the Shakis with various instruments in their hands, right? Because what are you seeing? How nicely, if Radha and Krishna are the life and soul, then these other devotees, how nicely they're serving and seeing how expertly they serve with such devotion, that itself is you can just watch that to your heart's content because it's just so perfect because they know perfectly how to please Radha and Krishna, you know, and so he's praying that I can be there to help in all this. Like that. They perfectly are doing all these things. And then by us taking part in that, then we take on that position of that's perfection. Juhu Chanda Mukha Deki Jurabe Tapita Anki Nayane Haibe Ashrudhara. Vrindhara nideshe pavo, dohara nikate javo, hena dina habe amara, haibe amara. Seeing the moonlight faces of Radha and Krishna, my burning eyes will be cooled and tears will flow down. Will this day ever come when Vrindadeva will order me to go to Radha and Krishna? And so here we see that Vrinda is involved in this because she makes all these nice arrangements. So the place, how the place is set up, that is all the basic place, that's all set up by Vrindadevi because she's in charge of the forest. So that means everything connected with of those kind of situations, that is all she's taking care of. And then within that, then you see is then all the devotees come and decorate with flowers and decorate them or them with chamras, play musical instruments. You know, they do all kinds of wonderful services. And so Vrinda, then she'll be the one order to go to Radha and Krishna, which she'll say, you go and do this and that, like that. But so it's not that they don't, they're not happy or have an interest in going and doing service, but if they're not just going on their own, they're going because they're given direction. So we see the spontaneity is that desire to be always involved, and that's what drives. But it doesn't mean that there's still not a hierarchy and that there's not authority and these kind of things. It's very sweet. It's very pleasant. But it's not that, you know, spontaneous means I whimsically do whatever I want. Oh, I felt like doing that and stuff like that. No, it doesn't work. It's already being taken care of. The Shakyis know perfectly how to please Radha and Krishna. And then the Acharyas headed by Srila Rupa Goswami, they know perfectly how to assist the Shakyis. We're serving their servants. And then in that, then, you know, that bliss just expands because you see Radha and Krishna, then you see how she saw, seeing Radha and Krishna with the Shakyis performing music, you know, for them, that brings you even more happiness and like that. You know, but the point is to do service, when will we be asked by Vrinda or by, you know, Lalita and Vishaka or by Rupa like this to perform these services? Sri Rupa Manjari Shaki, Mori Anatini Deki, Raki Bay or Ratula Duti Pai, Narottama Dasa Bhane, Priya Narma Shaki Gane, Kabe Dasi Kari Bay Amar. Sri Rupa Manjari Shaki, seeing me unprotected and helpless, will keep me at her reddish lotus feet. Will I become the servant of Sri Radhika's dearmost Shakti? This is Narottam Das's prayer. But because, you know, so this point of being in this possession of seeking that protection and shelter on the lotus feet of Sri the Rupa Mandrari. And so that kind of aspect, and that's already established. So the thing we see, the Vaishnavas are moving towards the thing of trying to be humble and trying to see themselves as servant of the servant and always moving in that way. And then practicing, of course, the natural etiquette that's there. And so this is the mood that one's trying to come to, you know, very much a different from the modern culture where everybody's trying to be in the front and push everybody out of the way. So you want to be the main object in the front, the main controller at the same time. Be the victim and the one that you don't have to do anything and everyone will give it to you. But at the same time, you control the situation, you're capable and all that at the same time. But, you know, because of this and that from the past, you know, I can't do this and that. And so everybody has to do everything for me. But at the same time, I'm not, can't do things on my own. You know, so this kind of a problem is that it's just some of it. I'm the controller, I'm the enjoyer, you know, with a negative kind of flavor. And so we see this is very much different. They just see is that because I'm there, I'm surrendered to Guru, I'm surrendered to the Acharyas, I'm surrendered to Radha and Krishna. Therefore, then, you know, I'm here and to do it. So then by the grace of the Acharyas, then they pick us up and give us shelter till lotus feet. They never say, you know, yeah, when will I be that fabulous one in the front? I'll be doing everything and everyone will go, wow, that's so special. They don't say that. No. It's not in their songs. Because that doesn't give the taste, because then it's about you. And if it's about you, then where is the prema that's permeating everything coming from Radha and Krishna? No, because it's just you. So you have to produce your own. You're 1/10,000th the tip of the hair. How much are you going to produce? Radha and Krishna are unlimited. So that you contact that with their other unlimited chakra, and it's unlimited. So that's your point. 1/10,000th the tip of the hair, unlimited. Which is it going to be? So that's the point that's here. So being this point of being unprotected and helpless, and therefore surrendered to Krishna and taking shelter, then it's the natural position that's going on in the spiritual world. Of course, in the material world, no one likes that. Hey. Song 13, Hari Hari Araki Emona Dasa Hava. Oh, I guess it's hubbub. Oh, okay. Hubbub. Okay. Hari Hari Are Ki Emana Dasa Havo. Chariya Purusha Deka Kabe Va Prakriti Havo. Duhu Ange Chandana Parava. Oh Lord Hari, will this ever happen to me that I leave this male body and upon assuming a female body, I will apply sandalwood paste on the limbs of both Radha and Krishna? Right? So the masculine position is only, you have that, you perform the etiquette and the services that go there. But on the spiritual platform, then one wants to be a maidservant of Srimati Radharani, you know, under the acharyas. So therefore this whole fight to become Purusha, you know, in the world, that's natural, but within the movement, what's the point? Oh, Lord, huh? Okay. Tanya Banjiba Chuda Nava Gunja Hare Beta Nana Fule Gati Diva Hara Pita Basana Sange Pareva Shaki Sange Mandane Tambula Diva Aro. I will comb their hair and decorate them with new Dunjamala and make garlands of beautiful flowers for them. And I will dress Krishna in yellow garments and along with his sakis offer betel nuts to him. Right? So we see is that before that you know, I'm seeing all of them doing all these wonderful services, and that's so wonderful. And then I'm doing these services, you know, there, you know, next to the spiritual master, you know, I'll be serving. Then I'm engaged, you know, Vrinda will engage me, Rupa Manjari will engage and things like that. Then we can see, then they're doing activities. Does that make sense? So they're doing the activities that they're personally doing, but it's always under the authority. It's never whimsical. We have to be very careful. The spontaneous means it's alive, right? And not whimsical. That's our spontaneous, be spontaneous, do something that's different. But spontaneous, but that, how can you do something that's different, that's correct, unless you know what the core point is. So people just think, oh, you want me to do something, but it's wrong. It's because that was whimsical. Spontaneous means there's a core point, that it's about serving Radha and Krishna under the Shakis. And so doing that, then now within that, now there can be that spontaneity and that inspiration. But this idea is just, oh, I'd like to do it, and that's enough. No, that's not enough. We're there when we're given that opportunity. They're doing so perfectly. Why do Radha Krishna need us to do it for them? It's already been perfectly done by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis, right? But so there, you know, helpless and unprotected, then the acharyas will take us in and then give us that service because they're serving, so then we get to serve. And we get to serve these persons who are serving. Right, so here's Narottam Das Thakur, one of the main acharyas in the line, and he's in this mood serving the acharyas before him. Okay. And I will dress Krishna in yellow garments and along with his shakis offer betel nuts to him, right? So you can see is that he's doing something. These are things he'd like to. He's combing their hair, decorating gunjamala, or making garlands, dressing Krishna in yellow garments along with his shakis. In other words, they're also doing services. Right? So he's putting in the yellow garments, but, you know, someone else is, you know, he's made the garlands of beautiful flowers. Someone else may be offering them. Someone else is doing the design. Someone else is putting the peacock feather. Someone else is doing this. So in other words, it's not just you there. It's that you with everybody else. And that's what makes it so wonderful, is because on your own, that would be something. But one of the others, because of their devotion, becomes even more. And when everyone's doing it together, it has that fullness. Duha Rupa Manohari Hariba Nayana Bhari Nilambare Rai Sajaya Navaratna Jari Ani Bandhiba vichitra beni tate phula malati kantiya. They will gaze at the enchanting beauty of the lordships. Now address Sri Radhika with blue garments, decorated with 9 types of precious gems, and then braid her hair wonderfully and offer a garland of malati flowers. Say Rupa Madhuri Dekiba Nayane Bhari Ekari Mane Abhilasa Jaya Rupa Sanatana Deha More E Dhana Nivedaye Narottamadas. My desire is to always be gazing at their beautiful forms. All glories to Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami. I pray you may give this treasure to Narottam Das. Song 14. Kushumita Vrindavana Nachata Shakigane. Kushumita Vrindavana Nachata Shakigane Pika Kula Brahmara Jankare Priya Sahachari Sange Gaya Jaibe Range Manohara Nikunja Kutire. In Vrindavan, filled with blooming flowers, dancing peacocks, and beautiful sounds of birds and bumblebees, my dear friends and I will go singing to the enchanting cottage in the forest. By singing, they'll be going to this wonderful cottage in the forest. And they're just going along and being really sober and all. They're singing. Hari Hari Mano Rata. Fali bhe amare duhuka mantara gati kautuke eriba ati angabhare fulaka antare. O Lord Hari, when will this desire be fulfilled that my body will shiver due to great ecstasy as I watch the beautiful movements of Radha Krishna? Chaudike Shakira Maje Radhikara In Gite, Chiruni Laya Kare Kari, Kutila Kuntala Shaba, Bikariya Ancharabha, Vanaibha Vichitra Kavari. When Sri Radhika, surrounded by her shakis, will give a hint, then I will take a comb in my hand and carefully comb her beautiful curly locks in a wonderful style. Yeah, so they comb the hair and then, you know, put it in some nice way and how you comb and everything. So the whole idea is about the beauty, how to make more beautiful like that, because the feminine nature is attractive. And so how to make even more attractive for Krishna. And so that's the thing. You see, the Shakis are always doing that. You know, here in the material world, women are always trying to make themselves more beautiful and men more beautiful, you know, for their own benefit. When there, Krishna is dressing nicely to attract the gopis are attracting nicely to attract Krishna. And it's all about pleasing Krishna by that attractiveness, and Krishna pleasing them by his attractiveness. Mrigan Mada, yeah, and here also then Radharani has given indication and she's serving. So she's been accepted as a servant. So serving the spiritual master under, you know, Vrindadevi giving directions and under, you know, along, you know, under the acharyas with Lalita and Vishaka, then we see here, then also, then Radharani may give an idea, right? Give a hint, right? Because that's the thing in the feminine nature, they like to work by hints. You know, they never much like to say things directly. You know, in other words, if a hint can do, why you should say directly? If you have to say directly, then there's a problem. Mriga Mada Mala Jaya Shave Ange Lepaba Paraiba Manohara Hara Chandana Kunkume Hilaka Bandhaiba Heraba Mukha Shudhakara Shudhakara. I will apply sandalwood paste and musk on them and offer beautiful garlands. Then I will shyly gaze at their moon-like faces as I apply their tilak made from sandalwood paste and kumkum. Because tilak doesn't necessarily just mean what's on the forehead here. It can be any decoration. Now, they're all called tilak. Tilak is the general word meaning decoration. Like that. Okay. Nila patambara jata paraibha paya diva ratna manchire bringarera jale ranga charana doihaiba muchaiba apana chiku. Chikure. I will dress Radharani with blue silken garments and place golden anklets on her lotus feet, their lotus feet, right? Because we can see Krishna, he can wear the gold ankle belts, you know, Radharani can wear, because gold then represents Lakshmi. And so they can wear, well, we see here, we only wear, use silver like that. But the Lord and his consorts, they can use the golden. I will wash the lotus feet with water from a pot and dry them with my own hair. Kushuma kamala dale sesha bichaiva shayane karabha doha kare. Dabala chara chamara ani mridhu mridhu bijabo sharamita duhuka sharire. Arranging a bed beautifully decorated with lotus flowers, I will request them to lie down, and I will fan them slowly with a white chamar. Because right? When you're resting, you're going to do things slowly. You're not going to be doing quick. So you see the different services, they all come up. So it's they may have an order. They may not have an order. They're just pointing out that the wonderful things that are there. So what happens in between, I'm not talking about, but these will be outstanding points where you see that they will be doing some particular direct service, which is very much appreciated. Kanaka Samputa Kari, Karpura Tambula Bari, Jogaiba Dohara Varane, Adhara Shudha Rase, Tambula Subhashe, Bhakava Adika Jatane. I will take tambula made with camphor and betel nuts from a golden box and place them in the lotus mounds, fragrant with betel nuts, and thus see them happy. Shri Guru Karuna Sintu, Lokanatha Dina Bantu, Mui Dina Kare Abadhana, Radha Krishna Brindavana, Priya Narma Shaki Dana, Narottama Mage A Tana. O Lokanath Goswami, O my spiritual master, O ocean of mercy and friend of the poor, O master, please glance mercifully on me and bless me to have the service of Radha Krishna, Vrindavan Dham, and the dearmost Shakis of Krishna. These are the innermost desires of Narottama Das Thakur, right? Because this was in the section of Valdasa, that desire is like what he would like to do, what services he would like to do. And so these are all then particular services that he's interested in, you know, serving under, like he said. And by the grace of the spiritual master, then we'll be able to serve Radha Krishna, Vrindavan Tam, and the dearmost associates, the Sakis of Krishna. So that's then what his desire is. We see it's always in that context of service, always in that context of assisting. So we see as it comes up, then these are the innermost desires. So they'll take like that, and then they'll rest nicely, and then you'll be able to fan, give them tambula, like this. And they're very happy, and see them happy. Song 15, Puna Swabhishta Lala Sa. Repeated intense hankering. So this is another group of hankerings. Hari Hari Kave Mora Haibai Sutina. Govardhana Giri Bhare, Parama Nibrita Gare, Rai Kanu Karaiba Shayana. O Lord Hari, when will that auspicious day come that I will make a beautiful couch for Radha and Krishna in a secluded flower cottage on Govardhan Hill, who is the best of mountains? Bringarera Jale Ranga Charana Doyaiba Muchava Apana Chikure Kanaka Samputa Kari Karpoda Tambula Puri Jogaiba Duhuka Adhare. When will I wash the lotus feet with scented water from a water pot and then dry them with my own hair? When will I take Tambula, scented with camphor and betel nuts, from a golden box and offer them to the divine couple? Priya Shaki Gana Sange Sevana Kariba Lange Charana Seviba Nikunja Kare Duhuka Kamala Diti Kautuke Heraba Duhu Anga Pulaka Antare. With my own hands, I will blissfully serve the lotus feet in the association of dear Shakis. When I gaze upon the lotus eyes, my whole body will shiver due to ecstatic love. Malika Malati Juhi, Nana Fule Mala Ganti, Kabe Diva Dohara Galaya, Sonara Katora Kari Karpura Chandana Bhari, Kabe Diva Dohara Gai. When will I be able to string garlands from Malika, Malati, Yuti, and various other flowers? And offer these garlands to my lords. When will I offer Tambula and prepare sandalwood paste and camphor in a golden bowl to apply on them? Right, so it's not that they're just doing that. It's even when will they, you know, the flowers making the garlands or collecting the flowers, grinding the sandalwood paste or making it into various kinds of scented unguents like that. You know, that's meant for offering to them, like that. All these different services then are, you know, yes, one is absorbed. Ara kabe emara habe duhu muka nirakiba lila rasa nikunja shayane tri kundalatara sange keli kautakarange narotama karide shravane. When will I be able to see the lotus faces while they rest in the Nikuncha? Narottam Das eagerly hears the pastimes of Radha and Krishna from Sri Kundalata. So he's hearing from the devotees about these wonderful pastimes. So when will he be able to take part in those pastimes that he's so nice to hearing? And when by hearing will he be absorbed in these pastimes? Right? So from the Lord's associates, then we're able to appreciate then the Lord's pastimes. Song 16, Lalasa, Longings. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Se Mora Sampada, Se Mora Bhajana Pujana, Se Mora Pranadana, Se Mora Abhiran, Se Mora Jivera Jivana. The lotus feet of Sri Rupa Manjari are my real wealth. They are the object of my bhajan and puja, the treasure of my heart, and they are my ornaments and the very life of my life. Se mora rasa nidhi, se mora vancha siddhi, se mora vedera charan, se mora vedera dharama, se vrata se tapa, se mora mantra japa, se mora dharama karam. They are the reservoirs of all rasa for me and the fulfillment of all my desires. They are the conclusion of the religion of the Vedas for me, and are the goal of all my vows, austerities, and chanting of my mantra. They are the purpose of all my religious activities. Right? So Vedas give so much recommendation of things to do. And so then, and you're doing these religious activities, because religious activities means these are the pious activities that they can produce results, means good results, pious results. Vikarma, it will, non-recommended activities, they'll also give results, but those results are not recommended. Why? Because they will get trouble. So religious principles in that are for giving an auspicious result. So what is the auspicious he wants from all his religious activities, all his austerities, all his vows, all his chanting of mantras, is to be situated at the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. Right? That's the real point. By being situated there, then one's life is perfect. Anukula habe bhiti se pada hoibe siddhi nirakiba e dui nayane se rupa madhuri rasi prana kubalaya shashi prafulita habe nishidhi. By the power of those feet, my activities will become favorable to devotion. Spiritual perfection will be achieved. And with these two eyes, I will be able to actually see. The exquisite beauty of Sri Rupa Manjari's divine feet will shine like the brilliant moon upon the lotus of my heart, both day and night, thus giving relief to my afflicted soul. Yes, So by taking shelter at the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, then we see is that then the ability to be able to be engaged in devotional service, to be able to be absorbed, that it'll all become favorable, that'll bring you to the point where you say actually see, like we mentioned before. By the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one can be freed from material desire, be situated in the Dham, and appreciate the Dham. Then by following the footsteps of the Goswamis and their instructions, then we'll be able to actually understand Radha and Krishna. So when we say be able to see, that means by the grace of Rupa Goswami, then we'll actually be able to see properly. We'll be able to appreciate Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, get their mercy, be established, see the Dham, see the associates of the Lord, the Acharyas, then be able to see Radha and Krishna. And that will give relief to the soul. Nothing else will give. Tua adarshana ahi, garale jarala dehi, chira dina tapita jivana. Haha prabhu koradoya dehamore parachaya narutama laya sharan. The serpent in the form of separation from you has poisoned my whole body. And my life is permanently miserable. Oh, my Lord, please bestow your mercy upon me. Give me the shade of your lotus feet. Narottam Das takes shelter of you. Yeah. Right, so that separation from the Vaishnavas, because they're the one that connects to Krishna. They're the one that engages in Krishna's service. So our taste, our engagement, our absorption, our auspiciousness, our benedictions all become because of the shelter of the lotus feet of the devotees. Song 17. Suniyachi sadhu muke bale sarva jana. Suniyachi sadhu muke bale sarva jana. Riyu rupa kripaya mile jugala charana. I've heard from the mouths of pure devotees, by mercy of Sri Rupa Goswami, one can attain the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Haha Prabhu Sanatana Gora Paripara Sabe Mili Bancha Purna Karaha Amara. O my Lord Sanatana Goswami, and the associates of Gauranga, all of you kindly fulfill my desires. Sri Rupera Kripa Jena Amara Pratihai Se Para Ashraya Jara Se Mahashara. Let the mercy of Sri Rupa Goswami be upon me, for whoever has taken shelter of him is my master. Right, so anybody who's following Rupa Goswami says, they're all my master. Right, it's not that, hey, I was here first. Right. Prabhu Lokanatha Kabe Sangha Laya Jabe Sri Rupera Pada Padme Mora Samar Pibe. When will my Lord Lokanath Goswami take me with him and place me at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa? Right? So by the grace of the spiritual master, then one gets the grace of the previous acharyas, headed by Sri Rupa Goswami. So one was placed there at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. That means he has the blessings of all the acharyas. Hena ki haibe mora narma shaki gana anugata narotama koribe shashane. Will it ever happen to me that the dear Moshakis will chastise their servant Narottama Das? You know, because chastise, because in the feminine nature, that you're only chastising those who have some value or something that you value, that you know you expect some reciprocation from. Otherwise, they're not going to waste their time chastising someone or something that has no meaning, right? So we saw before when Rupa Goswami was mentioning about the different moods of the gopis, then so many of them were chastising Krishna like that. So this aspect of that chastising is a very common point. So when they chastise means then they're important because they expect you to do something. You have a value in their lives. That otherwise, why won't they get chastised? You know, why would they get chastised if they're not a value? Does that make sense? Yeah. So this comes from there. You know, what we'll always say is no, it's just everything's perfect, everything's like this and like that. But no, this is how it works. This is the feminine nature. Song 18. E nava dasi bali shri rupa chadibe. E nava dasi bali shri rupa chadibe. Hena shubha kshana mora kata dine habe. When will the auspicious moment come when Sri Rupa Manjari will accept me as her maidservant? Shigra agya karibhena dasi heta aya. Se sabara dushaja. Karya karaha tvarai. Anadita haya hiya tara agya bale. She will order me, saying, quickly make arrangements for the service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. With joyful mood and pure mind, I will immediately execute that order. Right? So not giving a specific order. The point is that there's some arrangements to be made. And so then she will call and quickly make this arrangement. And so then with, it says, with joyful and pure mind, I'll immediately execute that order. Because that's the whole point when it's trying to do service. So when one gets that opportunity, then everything will be so perfect. Pavitra mane karya karibe tat kale. Sebara samagri ratna kalete kariya. Subhashita bhari swarna jari te puriya dohara samuke laye diva sigragati narotamera dasa kabe haive emati. Taking the ingredients for the service on a golden plate along with scented water in a perforated water pot, I will immediately take them to the Lordship Shishi Radha Krishna. Thus Narottam yearns for such a situation. Right? So these are all the desires of which we saw before. And this is all happening under the heading about how we're getting the mercy of Rupa Goswami. So in this, and from that situation, then from there, when we'll be given orders and directions, you know, what we can do nicely, you know, to arrange for Radha and Krishna service. So he's praying for such situation. Song 19, oops. Huh. Yeah. So the we see the point here is that this aspect, we say das anu das anu das, then the acharyas are showing how deep that is, what that actually means in the practical application. In the aspect of prayojana, is that we will be always engaged in service under the directions of the of Srila Rupa Goswami, following our acharyas, And in that, it'll all be about serving Radha and Krishna and their pleasure, their happiness, and that makes our happiness. And so that position then becomes very wonderful. So that kind of situation, one is then trying to obtain, right? So, yeah. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Shri Prabhupada.